This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top White House Coronavirus Task Force medical experts out with very sobering information. They're now predicting the pandemic in the U.S. could kill around 100,000 Americans to as many as maybe a quarter million before it's all over. And they say that's even with people practicing strict social distancing measures. It's claimed a life at the U.S. State Department.
We've had a State Department official pass away as a result of this virus at one of our team members.
Secretary Mike Pompeo did not elaborate during the news briefing yesterday, but it is known to be the first fatality within the U.S. diplomatic corps. Stocks are falling on Wall Street in early trading today, one day after the markets ended their worst quarter on record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P all trading about 3.5% lower since the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal. Because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day. And now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
U.S. health officials still debating whether to implement a nationwide face mask guideline to protect Americans from coronavirus. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, though, is pushing against it.
Wearing a mask improperly can actually increase your risk of getting disease. It can also give you a false sense of security, and you see many of these pictures with people out and about closer than 6 feet to each other, but still wearing a mask.
The CDC has been considering making the public wear masks, but it's also concerned about a possible shortage of such protective equipment for first-line healthcare workers. Today has been deemed Census Day, as Americans are being urged to start filling out their questionnaires. The census happens every 10 years. It determines how and where billions of dollars of federal funding is used. It's the first time people can fill out their responses online. Some people have a concern about that, citing privacy concerns and security, but they can still mail their forms in. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's going to speak with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today about two Holland America cruise ships that have been hoping to dock in his state. One of the ships has four dead on board and 200 passengers and crew who are suffering from flu-like symptoms. The president says,
we have people that are dying on the ship, or at least very sick, but they're dying on the ship. So I'm gonna do what's right, not only for us, but for humanity.
DeSantis has been against letting those ships unload passengers in the Sunshine State, worried that sick foreign nationals could take up hospital space needed by Florida residents. The ADP private payrolls jobs report for March is out, but it only covers the first 2 weeks of the month. Before the virus pandemic struck, the U.S. losing 27,000 private sector jobs over that period before the U.S. economy was largely shut down because of the pandemic. And a lot of movie fans are buzzing on social media after finding an inaccuracy in a scene in the film Little Women. Last year's film adaptation of the Jane Austen novel is now available online. And, of course, lots of people are watching, seeing as they're stuck at home. Some fans have noticed a scene that features a Poland Springs water bottle and a Hydro Flask plastic tumbler sitting in the background when the story supposedly takes place in the 1800s. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
Hey, how you doing out there, huh? Hanging in there? I understand. We can do this, but we need to do this together. We need to have this understanding in this field that everybody's all in. And that's the opportunity. I mean, it's like, World War II. We're in the Army now, join the Army. We're in the Army of Americans who together have notoriously done great things together. And this is what this virus is doing for us, not only here in this country, but around the world. And to this point, we have Todd Nettleton, the Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration. He's the host of Voice of the Martyrs Radio with us right now. Hey, Todd, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I say it's good to be talking to you, but we have a lot of serious things to address, which Voice of the Martyrs, you guys, the organization, have been so faithful in keeping us surprised because, I think this is the opportunity of this COVID-19 effect that is going across the country, is we're having more time to pause and to maybe ask God to open our eyes to see things the way he sees things.
I think that is very true. I think we're sort of knocked off kilter. We're knocked out of our normal schedule. And when things are abnormal, we maybe ask some harder questions. Maybe we're more prone to look up instead of to look around. And God is certainly at work. He's at work in hostile and restricted nations, but he's also at work right here in the U.S. in the midst of this pandemic.
Well, Todd, no doubt, I mean, you look at the viewership of online churches and the way churches are communicating, whatever denomination it is, they're going through the roof because people sense, I mean, regardless of what the media is telling them, their understanding within the North Star that God has implanted in their very conscience, that God is trying to get their attention. And they're responding by saying, okay, God, open up my ears. Let me hear, and they're going to, places of worship, whether it's online or any way they can communicate with the Word of God to say, okay, help me understand what's happening. Because initially, as this broke out, there were people saying, well, this is God's judgment. And, I had to take that to heart to say, okay, God, is this your judgment? God only knows. I mean, we deserve it. I mean, we have really messed up here. We have decided to go our own way in so many areas of our culture and our families and our marriages, and we are paying a devastating price. And meanwhile, your heart is broken. You say, look, I can't let you do this anymore. And maybe, as Tony Evans said, God's shaking things up to the point to get our attention so that we'll turn you know, from the choices that we've been making.
I think that is certainly true, and as I know many in America have been praying for revival, maybe this is part of the answer to that prayer. Maybe this is the way that God leads us to revival. I think of one of our contacts at Voice of the Martyrs who is a Syrian and works in Syria, and he talks about how they prayed for years that Muslims in Syria would come to faith in Christ, that they would be drawn to know him. And since the civil war began in Syria, literally thousands of Muslims have come to Christ. They have come to know him. And so he talks about the fact that we didn't want a civil war. We never would have prayed for a civil war,
right.
But we were praying for revival, and the civil war has led to part of the way God has answered that prayer. So perhaps that's what's happening with the pandemic in the U.S. as well. As we are praying for revival, maybe the seeds are being planted right now.
Well, Scott, Todd, I should say, I'm sorry, what always precedes revival is repentance. And that repentance is when we square up our values with God's values, right?
Absolutely. And I think there is a lot of repentance that is happening right now. So when you talk about that, it kind of raises some excitement in my spirit, like, hey, you know, we are in the midst of a pandemic where there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of even fear. But what if God is bringing about revival in our country and answering our prayers? Like I say, that is kind of a sense of excitement wells up within me as we talk about that.
Right. And you have to be careful. You can't rejoice too much because people think you're the one that started it.
I did not start it. I can assure you of that.
But you know, again, you bring up an excellent point here, and that is, you know, the joy of the Lord in the midst of this chaotic pandemic that's taking place. But it, you know, to this point, I think this is the opportunity for people of faith to demonstrate to people who could have faith, people who don't have faith, and for them to realize that, hey, Todd, wait a minute. Everybody else is losing their head. You're like cool with this. I mean, you have joy. You got peace. What do you got that I don't?
You know, one of the challenges that our president at Voice of the Martyrs, Cole Richards, I actually just had him on Voice of the Martyrs radio last weekend, and we were talking about the coronavirus, and I asked him how it's affecting VOM's work, which basically the travel restrictions are the most drastic effect it's having on our work. But I said, you know, how do you encourage people to think? One of the things he said, and I think it's such a great line, is be careful not to accidentally think like an atheist and not account for the fact that God is still working in the midst of this.
Yes.
If we only think about the virus and we only think about the pandemic and we only think about the fear, we're accidentally thinking like an atheist, as if there is no God who is at work in the midst of this. So his warning, and like I say, I thought it was a great challenge to us. Be careful not to accidentally think like an atheist in the midst of this and not account for the fact that there is a God and he's still at work.
Don't you love it when, you know, either you or anybody else or people you talk with, where somehow you just feel like they've tapped in to the throne room of God, and they've just echoed something that God has passed on to them? I mean, this is loaded with, you know, revelation. You know, as the Bible says, the people without revelation, without vision, will perish. And if we ever needed God's revelation and the president's of VOM, what he says there is so key, is that we do not find ourselves accidentally participating with the enemy and echoing the voice of atheists, but that we really need to catch God's vision in the midst of all this. It's like, okay, God, I get it. You're shaking things up. Now, what's my responsibility? What is it that I do? What are my specific marching orders? I mean, you know, it's not like God's going to hold that back from us, is he?
No, I, don't think he will. I think he wants to reveal himself. He certainly wants us to know him and walk in fellowship with him. And maybe these days, maybe we're doing less. Maybe these are days where that comes about and we're able to spend more time walking with our Savior.
Walking with our Savior and walking with those that maybe we've forgotten along the way. You know, I was sharing with somebody else what Gal had written in. She goes, yeah, I was sitting on the couch and, oh my God, I found my husband. You know, it's just suddenly he showed up. Well, look at, you know, look under the couch pillows. Maybe there's a couple of kids underneath there too that may have gotten lost along the way. Fortunately, there is a little bit of levity that we can have in the midst of this crisis, just so that we keep our heads on straight. Todd Nettleton from Voice of the Martyrs is with us, and we've got more from him after this.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, that allows for maximum absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
Christian Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Todd Nettleton, Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration and the host of Voice of the Martyrs Radio, continues with us. Todd maintained that we need to, though we're dealing with our own issues here in our country or wherever country you are in, it's easy to internalize, and in the process, we begin to ignore people outside, and that is not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God says that we must honor one another, and that does translate, if you might say, in a political context, to a globalist appreciation, but I don't mean it in the same context that politicians mean it. I mean it that we need to be sensitive to those around the world. A lot has been said about China. People are upset because the virus has come out of there. There seems to be some level of irresponsibility. But that aside, there are human beings, there are fellow human beings who continue to be persecuted in China. And those stories are being set aside because of the deaths and the people who are being affected by COVID-19 right now.
You're right. The scripture's calling us, you know, when one part of the body of Christ suffers, the other parts of the body are supposed to feel that pain. And if we're cut off from the parts of the body in China or Iran or North Korea or other nations, we can't answer that scriptural call. We can't feel their pain. As you say, China, you know, it would be great to say China is so focused on the coronavirus that they haven't had time to persecute our Christian brothers and sisters over the last 3 months. That would be incorrect to say that. In fact, just last month, the Shandong Provincial Three Self Patriotic Movement issued some new orders to all of the religious affairs officials in the province. One of the things they did in that new order is outlawing online preaching. Now, Chinese churches facing the virus, but also facing persecution, they use online meetings the way our churches here in America are learning to use them right now as well. Mm-hmm. So for them to outlaw online preaching is a direct attack on the church in China. They also said in this new order, February 23rd, that the religious officials are supposed to, quote, positively guide the Christians in unregistered meetings to other means of worship. Now, that means they can't meet together, and now they can't meet online, but we're supposed to positively guide them to do something else. This is all a part or a symptom of the Communist Party wanting to control religious expression in China. It's fine for you to be a Christian as long as your first loyalty is to the Communist Party and to the leaders of our country. Now, as Christians, we say, well, wait a minute. No, Christ is the head of the church. Christ is our first loyalty. That is an affront to the Communist Party, and they want to stamp out that kind of thinking and make sure everyone is communist first, everything else second.
That has consistently been the playbook of communists, and before that, the socialists. It all, you know, it's all part of the yellow brick road, is it not?
It is. You know, it's the hearts and minds thing that they want to control the hearts and minds of the people. And so, you know, if your power base in China is the Communist Party, and you know, and this is true, there are many more Christians in China than there are Communist Party members. So you look at that and you say, well, wait a minute, if the Communist Party loses power, if the Communist Party goes away, my power base is destroyed. I need to do something about this. I need to make sure that the church stops growing. That's the issue, is control. And like you say, it's not just China. It's other nations as well. It's North Korea as well. We want to control the hearts and minds of the people. Mm-hmm. When those hearts and minds are turned toward Christ, we can't control them. So we have to stop the spread of the gospel in our country. That's the attitude. That's the mindset of communist officials.
Interesting how history continues to repeat itself and cycle. I mean, here we are during the season of Lent. coming to Easter, and it sounds a lot like what Jesus was confronted with.
It is. You know, it's the spread of the gospel in the midst of government authorities that don't want it to spread, that are fearful of its spread. And like you say, the cycle repeats itself. One of the fascinating things to me is I think if some of these earthly authorities were really smart, what they would do is leave the church alone, because the church left alone, sometimes we can get distracted, sometimes we can get to arguing with each other, our focus changes. In the midst of persecution, the focus becomes very clear. We understand that we are one body, that we're all in this together, we work together better, we do outreach better, and so God uses, you know, it's the same story as the story of Joseph. What you intended for evil, God is using for good. That's true today as well in communist nations.
And again, we're reminded of people who have been martyred for the faith, for the cause of the gospel, that they're willing to lay their lives down. I mean, how precious, how powerful is the gospel of Christ that people are willing to give up their lives, their very livelihood, on and on, Todd, for the sake of the, this, again, if that doesn't reinforce, and in and of itself, give you just a strong testimony, when you hear these stories and what people surrender for the sake of the gospel, you think, there is so much more to the gospel message, and I believe here in the United States of America, because by comparison, as you say, we're pretty comfy and cozy, even in the midst of this coronavirus, by comparison to, our brothers in Christ in China and some of these other countries and Muslim nations where, their heads are getting lopped off. I mean, the persecution is endless. I mean, the way they're compelled to fall in line, if they don't, their source for water is cut off. Unimaginable horrors that they are subjected to because they've decided to choose Jesus.
And I love that you said they've decided. And one of the stories that is really inspiring me right now and in the last couple of months is the story of Pastor Wang Yi. He is the leader of an unregistered church in China. The day after Christmas, he was sentenced to 9 years in prison in China because of his faith. Here's the amazing thing about his story, at least in my mind. Before he was arrested, he had written a letter to be released after he was arrested. Basically, he knew this day was going to come. Mm-hmm. He knew that he was going to end up in prison. And so he wrote a letter, not only for his church congregation, but for the rest of the world, for us, mm-hmm. the other members of the body of Christ. And he basically said, yes, the day's going to come when I'm going to be arrested. He said, I love my country. I love the nation of China. I love being Chinese. I pray for the leaders of our country. But my first loyalty is to Jesus Christ, and I am willing to go to jail. I am willing even to lay down my life for the cause of Christ. It will not dissuade me. I will continue to serve. So the thing that it so inspires me about that, and I think it's a call for us as American Christians too, he had counted the cost. Mm-hmm. He knew it would be costly to follow Christ, and he made the decision, I'm going to follow Christ anyway. We tend to present the gospel in America as something to make your life better here on earth. If you will come to Jesus, your life on earth will get better. In hostile and restricted nations, the gospel is presented in a different way. It is, hey, your life on earth will probably get worse, but
yes.
God will be with you, and God will be with you throughout eternity. So it's a different mindset. It's a mindset that I think we as American Christians could learn from.
Without a doubt. I mean, it sounds like a Chinese version of Paul, right? And a modern-day epistle.
It really is. And so I'm praying for Wang Yi. You know, there's coronavirus in some of the prisons in China.
You can imagine.
I'm praying that God will protect him.
Amen. Amen. He is the host of Voice of the Martyrs Radio. And go to persecution.com for more information. Todd Nettleton here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top White House Coronavirus Task Force medical experts out with very sobering information. They're now predicting the pandemic in the U.S. could kill around 100,000 Americans to as many as maybe a quarter million before it's all over. And they say that's even with people practicing strict social distancing measures. It's claimed a life at the U.S. State Department.
We've had a State Department official pass away as a result of this virus at one of our team members.
Secretary Mike Pompeo did not elaborate during the news briefing yesterday, but it is known to be the first fatality within the U.S. diplomatic corps. Stocks are falling on Wall Street in early trading today, one day after the markets ended their worst quarter on record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P all trading about 3.5% lower since the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and the professor who's becoming known by three initials, VDH. You know, Victor Davis Hanson, a lot of people known by maybe the first name, last name. I mean, you're commanding initials these days.
It's probably an accident.
Well, it's working out, but the fact of the matter is that when VDH speaks, people are listening. And by the way, congratulations on the release of the new paperback, which is The Case for Trump, an updated version, just in time now that we're going to have a little bit more time to spend at home these days.
Yeah, I think so. It's sort of an analysis why Trump won the election and why most of the prognoses about his failure were going to be false. I think it's been proven by it now.
Well, without a doubt, as you wrote in a town hall in your latest column, there is genius behind this president. You actually, you know, wrote about it in The Case for Trump, but his genius is on full display in this fight against the coronavirus. But if you're antithetical and everything, I mean, at the mere sound of Trump's name locks up your brain, you're missing out on what he is bringing, you know, to the forefront on behalf of the American people, are you not?
Yeah, and what I resent the most is that the critics want it both ways. If they really believed in the superiority of their views, or they were not disingenuous, they'd say, you know what, just like those travel bans against Iran and North Korea and Nigeria, I don't believe in them. It's racist. It's xenophobic. We didn't need to have this ban against China. Therefore, let's rescind it right now. I mean, Joe Biden said it was xenophobic. Why doesn't he come out and say there was no need for it? Let's get back and get 15,000 Chinese coming into the country every day on direct flights.
Exactly.
He could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then people said, you know, when Trump had this drugs of last resort 2 years ago, that people have the option to using off-label use, these are new drugs that didn't go through FDA. Everybody said, this is crazy. It's reckless. Why not just say, well, we don't want that? We were right then, and we're right now. We don't want these anti-malarial drugs out there we're using by corona patients. So that's frustrating, because they never take their opposition to the logical extent of it, and they could do that right now. They could, and it's not just on. It's the same thing on borders. They want open borders. We have some days 5% of the people come across the Mexican borders are not Mexican citizens or Central American. They're from the Middle East or China. They could say, why don't we just leave those borders open? They pose no risk. But they won't do that. And that's what's frustrating. Same thing about Trump's a nationalist. He's a protectionist. There's no way that these jobs are going to come back. You'd have to wave a magic wand. He's in fantasy land. And why not say, we don't need to build respirators or masks. It's great to have them outsourced. We're globalists.
Right.
But they don't do that either.
Yeah. Well,
it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It really dumbs us all down, doesn't it, Professor? Because we're not really closing, you know, closing the thought or the debate on the evidence. I mean, here it is. On one hand, they argue, oh, we have to have data. Well, we've got data, but somehow that is seemingly ignored for the convenience of their argument and to let it live for another day. But the fact of the matter is their arguments have proven hollow, ineffective, and the uselessness of it all. But the danger, more importantly, I think, is that it starts putting a false narrative in the American people that end up being confused, because it's like, what are you going to believe? And then all of a sudden you're surprised because Donald Trump is reelected with a mandate that is an absolute landslide, when they thought that, hey, it's all about the Green New Deal and Nancy Pelosi and the chase for the Russians. And now she's claiming that she wants to impeach the president again over his seemingly mishandling of this COVID-19 emergency.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are the people who always lecture us about science. So we had Hillary Clinton tweeting out that, yes, Trump is America first, ha ha, with a picture of a stat that says the United States has the most cases. And then that was followed by a lot on the left, pretty prominent people saying, look what Trump did. We had more cases in the United States. And aside from the question of we've given more tests, we have now in an absolute number.
Right.
But what would to make that argument is so unscientific, because it rests on two propositions. One, that the Chinese Communist Party is not, is not lying, but they're
right.
Absolutely truthful. And it's not in their interest to say that we solved the virus before anybody else. We started it and we solved it. And that's what they're doing. They have 7 days where they only had one case a day coming out.
Right.
And then second, the United States is 330 million people. So we look at the deaths, for example, on per capita basis, and we're right around 7 people per million dying. And if you look at all the other larger countries, only Germany is slightly better than we are. So every other European country, whether it's Spain or Italy or France, has not had any fewer deaths per million inhabitants than the United States has. For all of the Hillary's tweeting, the fact remains that if you're living in the United States and Germany, the two countries in the world, there's only going to be about 7 people per million population who are going to die of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she doesn't talk about per capita statistics. And so, and they know that. They're not stupid. So when they give that misinformation, and how that gets translated with the Trump press conferences, he points his finger and he says, and you are fake news, and he's right, they are, but it comes across, wow, he's attacking the press, but they attack us every day with false knowledge.
Exactly.
And he's fighting back, and it's an existential struggle now where they are And if you look at what Never Trumpers are saying, they are, I hate to say it, but they are invested in Trump failing and the virus getting out of control. So it can do what Robert Mueller and impeachment were not able to do, and that is destroy his presidency and bring these other people back to power. And then they would implement almost exactly the same policies that Trump did. And if you criticize them, you would be unpatriotic.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, it's along with the false narrative, they claim that nobody from the media has been antithetical to the president when there's proof. MRC has documented that 95-97% of the information that they produce, the mainstream media, is antithetical and clearly biased against the president of the United States. And so this narrative continues. It gives credence to more of it, and it almost gives... You know, it's bad enough that it's false, Professor, but that it somehow they believe it because of the number of times, you know, as you know, a lie is still a lie, but the number of times people hear it, suddenly they start questioning, you know, maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they are right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to underplay the virus, but 2 weeks ago, the health director of the state of Ohio got on national TV and said they're not that 100,000 people are going to get the virus. She said right now 100,000 people have it. Mm-hmm. And if that were to be true at a 2.5% death rate in that state, at that time there were 14 cases. Mm-hmm. That would mean she was telling the people of Ohio, 100,000 people have it and 2,500 of you right now are dying. Yes. And if you look at the statistics, they're nowhere near that. Anywhere near that 2 weeks later. I'm sitting in a state right now that has about 130 people who have died out of 40 million, California, from the coronavirus. And if you look at from the day of the infection until now, we've lost about 2.5 people per day of about 710 that die every day from other causes. And we have about one Californian in 250,000 in the state that have died from the disease. And I'm sitting in Fresno County in the middle of the state. It's all locked down. It's 1.2 million people in this county, the richest agricultural center of the universe, basically. And we've had 22 cases and one death. Kings County is right next to me, 180,000 people, two cases, no death. So what I'm getting at is that, yes, New York is at crisis, but there are areas all over the United States that are unique, and we need some type of realistic policy that says what works here does not work there. In fact, what works there, if we do try it everywhere, will hurt people.
Right.
Because we're going to get increase in suicides and substance abuse. We're going to allot resources to places where it would be better to put them in New York City or downtown Detroit.
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from VDH, Victor Davis Hanson, after this.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with you, America's Promise, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Victor Davis Hanson, the professor, continues. Again, I want to remind you, he has the updated release, just in time for it's now in paperback available to you, The Case for Trump. It's been updated and now available. Real quick, Victor Davis Hanson, on the update, give people an idea of what they can look forward to when they get their hands on the paperback.
Well, and I wrote it right before the publication deadline for the paperback, and that was in November, and it forecast that Trump would probably be impeached, that he'd probably be acquitted, and that people had learned nothing and forgotten nothing from 2016. And by that I meant that we would see, just as we'd seen the Emoluments Clause, the 25th Amendment, Robert Mueller impeachment, we would see future efforts to impeach him and to derail his presidency, because they weren't empirical. They were based on a deep cultural, emotional hatred of Trump for a variety of reasons, but it wouldn't be adjudicated. It wouldn't be supported on actual evidence of what he's done on the economy or on energy production or on foreign policy questions or in deregulations or tax reform or any of that. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are now. People in the media, the left, the universities, entertainment industries, foundations, their hatred is existential for him, and it's not based on, I can see that he's a controversial character. He right. can be crass in times, but the level of vituperation, when you have never Trumpers saying, we hope his supporters die, or there's going to be a lot of funerals, or red state people are going to die in greater numbers because they're less sophisticated. When you hear all that, it doesn't make sense. And when you look at those press conferences, and every single question is designed to misrepresent reality or the facts and to embarrass the United States government's effort to save us, there has to be some explanation, and all I can come up with is there's a deep hatred of Donald Trump, his support. supporters and the veering away from the progressive agenda, which they thought was going to go on for 16 years with the Obama-Clinton continuum. And that, and they're so angry they can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that just like tapping an eggshell with a little hammer and you have invisible cracks. And if you just get louder one more time and more outrageous, that final crack will implode the entire shell. Mm-hmm. Just say one more thing about Donald Trump and maybe he'll have a heart attack or he'll give up or there'll be an impeachment 2.0 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, there's a lot of people's lives. Every decision that he makes is a lose-lose decision. It's either get back and start the economy or crack down, and with variations of each. But in a situation like this, there's going to be a cost-benefit analysis, whether it's explicit or implicit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got to have a little tolerance of that.
Right. Well,
yeah,
this is where, yeah, and this is where his gift of strategic foresight that you wrote about, you know, comes into play, because when he was talking, you know, to the media, it was like he was playing multiple levels of chess that they could not follow. They didn't understand his concern for the economy and for the very heart and psychology of the American worker to get back to work. He understands the dynamic tension of all these moving parts that have to be in balance, but all they could see was, oh, the president just wants to, you know, throw caution to the wind and just have everybody, you know, ignore social distancing and just, you know, get back to work. And so, you know, what the heck if millions of people die?
Well, absolutely. And he understands more than anybody that as we speak, we're going to have, as I said, big spikes in substance abuse, suicides, divorces, all sorts of health and anxiety issues from being locked in your home while your business or your job dissipates.
Right.
And that's a real cost. It may be necessary, but we don't know to what degree it should continue each day versus the threat. And so we're in a race against the virus, and we have advantages. We have new medicines. We're getting closer to vaccination, social distancing, but we're paying a price every day for that. For that buildup,
right,
to defeat the virus. And he's trying to find that balance. Mm-hmm. And every decision that he makes is criticized as somehow wanting people to die or wanting to make money. And mm-hmm. It's not empirical. It's based on the idea that we want power and we got to get power back. And we can only do that by destroying him. And if there's collateral damage to the country, we don't really care.
Well, VDH, I maintain that it starts with we the people. We the people need to be sincerely self-responsible for what's going on. I mean, the whole, you know, social distancing issue, it's more than 6 feet. You know, I mentioned on the show the other day, I was out playing golf over the weekend, and there were four guys that just flew in from New York. Just flew in from New York. After there was a strong debate between the president and the governor whether or not they should shut New York down and for people to wise up, the CDC had put out a travel alert telling people from New York not to come to Florida. Florida is vulnerable. I mean, the average age of our citizen is in that target range of vulnerability. Now, Governor DeSantis, to his credit, did have people, you know, he had law enforcement at the two choke points, the 95 and the 10 coming in from Louisiana and coming down from New York. But for some reason, I don't know what happened. They overlooked the airports. I mean, you let people fly in, and look at the people from New York should know firsthand about social distancing, and they should be highly responsible and not put people in Florida at risk just so they can come here and play golf.
No, that's exactly right. And part of my problem is that a lot of the people who are lecturing on sensitivity and humanity could do a lot more. For example, there's over a million dorm rooms that are empty right now, all over the United States, from very progressive universities. And we have a problem with 500,000 homeless that we think could be a locus or focus for the infection. Why not say, you know what, for the next 6 weeks, you're welcome to use our dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And contract them out. Or we have all of these wonderful news agencies that have vital statistics about the coronavirus, New York Times, Washington Post. Why not just say, for those who can't pay, and we know a lot of you can't, we're going to waive the firewall on any story involving the coronavirus for readers. So you don't have to pay all this money to learn vital information about life and death.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that.
Right.
None of them do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they could. So
yes.
They always offer, you know, all of this advice. And when a person makes a model and says 2.5 million people are going to die, and he doesn't build into the model the reactive ability that can be as geometric as the virus.
Yes.
That is, we get better every moment mm-hmm. fighting the virus, and yet that model says panics people and results in policies that can result in death, and then all of a sudden says, you know what, I take that back.
Mm-hmm.
This other model that I just come up with said that there was herd immunity and et cetera, and social distancing. So now instead of 500,000 people in the UK dying, there's 20,000. Instead of 2.5 million in the United States dying, there's 500. Well, that has consequences.
Exactly.
And that can be reckless. And so I think we're learning when this is all over that we have to use our own independent thinking, and that people in our midst that we don't give credit to, farmers, truckers, stock people, ER nurses, these are the people that kept America going. It wasn't right. our academics. It wasn't our entertainers. It wasn't our corporate lawyers. It wasn't all these people to me that were told on the two coasts were the best and the brightest, the beautiful people. And it's really a return to common sense. And
it really
I
is.
See that all,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I see that in California all the time. The people who are taking the risk and being in public places that are essential, packing houses, meat plants, dairy farms, they're all around me in my vicinity. They're very practical people. They're not stupid. They take calculated risks for the greater good. And it's,
right.
there's an element of courage, and nobody, they don't brag about it. They don't offer models. They don't write hysterical pieces. They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're told that these are the irredeemable, the deplorables, the dregs, the clingers. And I think one good thing that will come out from this, their gut instincts that Trump actually reflected. You're not a nation unless you have secure borders.
Right.
You can't outsource vital supplies to a country like China. It just doesn't work. You have a right as a sovereign nation to ban countries that can't verify that people are coming into your country, have been audited. These are practical things. You should support, you should build ventilators and masks and antibiotics and produce stuff in your own country in times of crisis so you're not dependent on other less reliable nations. These were all things we that Trump came along and said, and everybody said, yeah, that makes sense. And the experts and all the people with alphabetic letters and acronyms after their name said, oh, that's stupid. You people need to go learn coding or make solar panels. And I think this has been a really good experience for us out of this tragedy.
Well, I always tell my kids, Professor, that experience defines preference. And we've got a lot to learn from this. And whether it's the deplorables, those in the flyover country that have just been grounded in common sense, that are rising to the need naturally. I mean, they're not being compelled to do this. They're just doing it naturally. And these are the same values that were on display during World War II that made our parents the greatest generation. And thank God that that is within the DNA of the American body politic, I believe.
It is. And this idea that somehow we're not doing as well as the rest of the world, we've already mentioned we have a less per capita death rate from the virus than any country in Europe except Germany. But we have 250,000 troops all over the world outside of the United States that are keeping democracy safe, that nobody can take advantage of this crisis, and yet we're called isolation.
Yes.
And yet we're doing all sorts of things that are not appreciated, whether it's reducing carbon emissions below the Paris Accord, or it's becoming the largest gas and oil producer that helped crash prices for people in Europe to buy their heating oil and gasoline. We do all sorts of things that are underappreciated worldwide, and we don't get any credit for it. And the media just keeps this narrative that China's doing better than we are. We have to be more like the EU's reaction.
Professor, it's always an honor to have you on the show, and thank you so much for the insight. As always, be safe. How can people be in touch with you?
They can go to my website, victorhanson.com, and thank you again for having me on.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens
wants to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie.